Mr. Citrin and Ms. DeRosa also warn of the dangers of virtual meetings. Just because it is possible to schedule one does not mean it is necessary or wise to do so. Poorly run meetings do not just waste time, they jeopardize the ability to meet deadlines, adding to workers' stress. Long meetings should have breaks, which the manager should take responsibility for enforcing, and any meeting should be 20 or 50 minutes long, rather than 30 minutes or an hour, to allow for a gap between sessions in an hourly schedule. At times, the author's advice becomes a little generic. Virtual meetings should have one of four objectives, they argue, to solve problems, make decisions, to gain support, or build relationships. Sadly, in Bartleby's experience, an inventive manager could describe almost all meetings as conforming to at least one of these criteria. Later in the book, they describe the most important characteristics for virtual leaders as including strong communications and interpersonal skills, initiative, flexibility, and the ability to learn and adapt. Surely these are useful attributes for all leaders, whether operating remotely or not. And some of the suggestions seem distinctly offbeat. As part of team building, the authors propose that colleagues display pictures on their bookshelves or give a tour of the kitchen and tell the stories behind the items within it. Much as Bartleby would love to hear about Badgett's egg whisk or Schumpeter's salad spinner, he hopes this idea does not catch on at The Economist. The same goes for the suggestion that virtual festive parties would be enlivened by having staff dress up with a vote on the best outfit, or for colleagues to submit videos of their children or pets. Pet videos should be confined to YouTube. A few things must change when people work remotely, but not everything does. Managers will need to make a more determined effort to keep in contact with their staff, but those who are good at listening and who can empathize with how their team members are coping should still be able to flourish. If, as most people expect, a hybrid model emerges, with remote working a couple of days a week, there will be plenty of scope for interaction when managers and team members are both present. What office life doesn't need is gimmicks. Work colleagues do not need to be treated like game show contestants.